Welcome back into the Letterman Lounge, everybody. That, of course, is Matt Parker. I am Spencer Holbrook, talking Ohio State recruiting at all times, 365 days a year for LettermanRow.com. That's what we're paid to do. That's what we do, Matt. We love doing it. How you doing?
I'm good. Got a nice cup of coffee here, Folgers in the cup, of course. Just all juiced up to talk about Ohio State recruiting, as always. How are you, Spencer?
Great. Got my caffeine in this morning. Got my my Ohio State Notre Dame thinking cap on. Got my bird dogs on. We're doing well, so I'm not going to complain. And Ohio State's not going to complain about the first 3 weeks of its season, both on the field, on the recruiting trail. That's what we're here to talk about. Buckeyes, before the Western Kentucky game on Saturday night, pick up a big commitment from former Virginia Tech commit Eric Mensah, who committed to the Buckeyes over, of course, those Hokies, flipped that commitment. Matt, you talked to Eric. You've done some digging through the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. What does this mean for the Buckeyes to haul him into the class?
Well, for starters, it's just another depth piece at a unit on the defense where too much depth is not a thing. Those guys take a bunch of blows and a bunch of hits throughout their college career. So having depth at defensive line is important, especially at the interior, which is where Ohio State is forecasting Eric Mensah, the three-star defensive lineman out of Mountain View High School from Stafford, Virginia, which Mountain View is a sweet name for a high school, in my personal opinion. It's another depth piece, but I mean, every time Ohio State is in the trenches recruiting somebody, there's a serious like push that, you know, you're not just a depth piece here. Like, you're going to get your opportunities. And in talking with Mensah Friday night, that would be September 15th. Just doing some quick math there. September 15th. That was the same day he committed, and just kind of like you opened the artist formerly known as Twitter on your phone and see that some guy that, you know, you may or may not have heard of just flips from Virginia Tech to Ohio State. And you're like, am I getting punked? Like, is this real? But it's because he's so low key. He's such a low key guy. Earned his Ohio State offer after camping in June, going into his senior year, by the way, which you don't see a whole lot of kids camping going into their senior year. But Mensah made the 6-hour drive to Columbus from his hometown in Stafford, Virginia, got the offer, never announced it to the world to see, just kept it for himself and his family. And, you know, for those in his circle, Ohio State, really led by Larry Johnson and Ryan Day, made the push for Mensah and his family to make the official visit for the Youngstown State game over September 9th. And from there, it was just seeing everything that Ohio State had to offer from a football perspective, as well as an after football life perspective. I mean, not to disrespect Virginia Tech, I'm sure it's a wonderful institution, and but Ohio State is in a different ballpark in a lot of different ways. And just seeing that, being around the Ohio State football team, being around Larry Johnson and Ryan Day and Jim Knowles, and you know, a bunch of other people within the Ohio State football program, just really showed Mensah that Ohio State is the place that he needs to be.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, just the timing of it, the ability for Ohio State to quickly get that done. Obviously, a piece that it was a clear target of a target, I guess. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, they obviously found him, realized that they see some potential there, and really zeroed in on him as a guy. Like, okay, if we're going to add a depth piece to go along with Justin Scott, to go along, you know, with Edric Houston in this class, let's go after him. And you know, there were some other names floating around for months, whether that was, you know, Arkansas commit Charleston Collins, whether that was a couple other guys from Ohio who could slide in and be, you know, the depth pieces that you need in the 24 class. I think this is a pivotal pickup for Ohio State. We've seen Larry Johnson take three-star guys, particularly the Hamiltons, Devon and Ty, three-star guys who become very good players. under Larry Johnson in the defensive interior. I don't see Mensah playing on the outside like I do probably Edrick Houston. So I think this does help there. But also, like, Jerron Cage left last year along with Taron Vincent. This year you're potentially losing Tyleek Williams. I would say that you're definitely losing Tyleek Williams based on the season he's having so far. You're probably losing Mike Hall because there's going to be a few games where he looks good enough where, okay, he's going to be a high-level NFL draft pick. You might lose Ty Hamilton. He has another year, but you could lose him if the draft grades come back well, or if this team, happens to win a national championship. You're talking about quite a few guys that you're going to lose, and you're going into next year with Hero Cannu. You're going into next year with, Taiwan Malone. Not much else, though. And so you need the high-level superstars that can come in and compete right away as freshmen. You also need the guys on the interior who are going to develop and take some time. And I think that's not a slight at Eric Mensah. I don't want that to be like a pejorative. Like, this is a good thing that you go find a guy that you see a lot of promise in, you target him, and then you get him. And I think that's the goal here, was to find a depth piece on the defensive line to pair with those two five stars. Kudos to Larry Johnson. He got it done.
The thing I like about Mensah so much is just after one conversation on the phone with him, and I almost feel like I'm a broken record at this point, but he's the kind of kid that Ohio State recruits. Like, you just I cannot state this enough, that there's just a certain personality type that Ohio State recruits. One of the things that really stuck out to me in our conversation, and the extent of this anecdote that I'm about to say, is in a story on lettermanrow.com that came out Wednesday afternoon. This, of course, is Thursday. But one of the things that really stood out to me was Mensah was telling me that he was in a meeting room with Larry Johnson on Sunday before he was leaving his official visit to go back home, and was watching Johnson was watching, film. They were watching film together, and Larry Johnson is arguably, one of the best defensive line coaches in the history of football. And so he watches film and he sees things that not very many people do. And so he kept pointing things out to Mensah, whether it be foot position in your stance or hand position or when to shoot and all these different things. And it reminded Mensah of this line that his high school coaching staff will say to kids that are going through the recruitment process. And it's basically to the extent of, the people that love you tell you what you need to hear. And the people that don't love you tell you what you want to hear. And Mensah said that he put that in his heart when he went to Ohio State for the visit. And now he's a Buckeye. So, like, that just goes to show that even in the year of 2023, relationship-driven recruiting still works. And whether that's, the proof is in the pudding there, as some folks at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center like to say. I understand, Eric Mensah may not be the highest rated guy, but he's a guy that has double-digit scholarship offers for a reason. And you see that relationship-driven recruiting work with a guy like Eric Mensah, but it also works with a guy like five-star defensive lineman Edrick Houston. And so I think it's very important to show that that style still works. Maybe it doesn't work all the time and you have to go different routes, but it still works and it's still effective for Ohio State. And that's a big reason why they now have three defensive linemen in their 2024 class.
I think it also shows, Matt, that like this is not like recruiting, especially now, is not one size fits all. Like your approach with Justin Scott cannot be the same as your approach with Eric Mensah, where in 2017, they're probably the exact same approach. Your approach with Aaron Nolan can't be the same as your approach with Jeremiah Smith. Your approach with Jeremiah McClellan can't be the same as with Jeremiah Smith. Like even position by position, the approach for each kid cannot be the same. And that's where I think Ohio State has started to adapt the most, is like it used to be this all-encompassing one size fits all, like look at the blocko, like and it worked. And now I think that they're not like evolving in their strategy, but they're just like fine-tuning it to make sure that each kid is kind of individually tailored to make sure like that they know what their path is at Ohio State. And And I think that's important, Matt. But Eric Mensah in the class, he becomes another, just another depth piece for this class. I really like what they're doing here. He was at the Youngstown State game, Matt, for a visit. And if Ohio State fans want to see other recruits at other games, they can go to the Game Time app or gametime.co. Use the promo code Buckeyes for $20 off your first purchase on the Game Time app. Of course, terms apply. Matt, Game Time does this really cool thing where if you find a ticket on the Game Time app, you buy it, and you find a ticket in your section or your row that's cheaper on a different app, non-named ticketing service, but it's cheaper. I doubt that it will be, but if it's cheaper, you send that into Game Time, they will send you 110% the difference. You basically make money buying tickets on the Game Time app. Of course, those terms apply, but it's just a really cool thing that they do. Like the Ohio State Notre Dame games this week, tickets are, let me just say, head to your local Chase chapter, your local US Bank, get a personal loan out. Maybe you can go to the Ohio State Notre Dame game. But if you have the means to go to the Ohio State Notre Dame game, you can go to the Game Time app because you will save $20. And then you can even get that 110% the difference if you can find a cheaper ticket. Good luck finding a cheaper ticket for that game, but you can using the Game Time app. Also, I believe Bruce Springsteen's going to be at Nationwide Arena this week, this next week. If you're listening to this show and don't like Ohio State football, if you're listening to this show and would rather listen to Bruce Springsteen than us talk, you can use what we say with the Game Time app. Go see Bruce Springsteen, save $20. Sounds pretty good to me. So use the promo code Buckeyes at checkout for $20 off your first purchase on the Game Time app or gametime.co. The Game Time app is the place to be for tickets, and that app is always handy. Matt, back to the podcast, I guess. Eric Mensah in the class of 2024, and he did not see a ratings bump for he didn't get the Buckeye bump, as they like to say. Some guys did, though. Not really a Buckeye bump, but more of like a, hey, you're getting better bump. I don't want to just say like they get the blanket because a lot of times they don't. But the 2024 class saw some ranking shakeups through the On3 rankings. And let's talk about them, Matt.
Yeah, I think to me the most significant one, which I didn't mention this to you before we started recording because I kind of forgot about it, but then I remembered as we were sitting here, is Jeremiah McClellan, the four-star wide receiver out of St. Louis, Missouri, Christian Brothers, a place that Ohio State knows very well. Former high school of both Cam Brown and Cam Babb, correct?
Yes.
And current high school of Jeremiah McClellan. That's a guy, he went from around like 121, something like that, to all the way inside the top 100. I believe he's now number 81 overall, somewhere in there. It was a pretty significant bump. And I think that's definitely not the Buckeye bump, as you said. But I think in his senior season, Jeremiah McClellan is certainly showing the country why Brian Hartline looked at him and said, "Yeah, you're coming to Columbus. I want you to be at Ohio State." Last I checked, he scored McClellan, not Brian Hartline. McClellan has scored at least two touchdowns in every single game that he's played in so far in his senior season. That's four games. Missouri started their high school football season a week after Ohio did. Ohio is going into week six, so Missouri would be going into week five. But multi touchdowns in every game, and he's such a versatile threat too. One of the, he had a touchdown that went viral a few weeks ago where it was he caught a simple screen pass, but basically juked out the entire defense for a 62-yard touchdown. And I remember watching the clip a couple of times over and just being like, man, you put that guy on the field at the same time with Mylon Graham, who is also very good at the football, as we like to say. And then, of course, Jeremiah Smith, who at this point, like, I'm surprised he's not the number one overall player in the country by On3. He is in the On3 industry rankings, which is equivalent to like the composite from other places. But You put those three on the field at the same time, and this what Brian Hartline is doing on the recruiting trail just always deserves its praises, quite honestly, because I can't think of anyone that has done something like that before, and who will do it again, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's astounding the work that he does on the recruiting trail, and at this point, it just kind of recruits itself, right? Like there are programs that programs by themselves, like Ohio State's going to get in the top 20. Like if a 5-star kid goes to On3's Hayes Fossett, it's like, hey, put me in the top 20. Ohio State's going to be in the top 20. Like that's just what it is. Alabama's going to be in the top 20. Like even if a kid doesn't have an offer, a lot of times you find him in the top, whatever. But like Brian Hartline. It recruits itself at this point. It's a machine, right, Matt?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, partner. That's what I have to say there. A couple other guys though that I really want to look at here are linebacker Garrett Stover and then running back Jordan Lyle. On3 is pretty high on Jordan Lyle compared to some other places around the interwebs, wherever you look for your recruiting information. We hope it's with us, but if it's not, Jordan Lyle is better than some folks at other places would say. Shot from number 69 overall to number 42, which puts him obviously inside the top 50. And I mean, again, that's a guy, 4-star running back from Fort Lauderdale, St. Thomas Aquinas, another place that Ohio State has had some pretty good success with. There's a couple of brothers there that some folks at Ohio State might know very well, and Nick and Joey Bosa from St. Thomas Aquinas. But Jordan Lyle is nearing 1,000 rushing yards. He's about, I think he's almost at 700, and that's only through 4 games. So that's pretty impressive to do that in South Florida on a national schedule as well. I mean, St. Thomas Aquinas, I think, opened up their season with IMG, or not IMG. They opened it with St. John Bosco. So that's pretty impressive to, and that backfield is no joke either. I mean, you have Stacy Gage in there, who was a once upon a time Ohio State target, now a Central Florida commit. So that's no joke. And then you have a bunch of talented playmakers on the field as well. Wide receiver Chance Robinson, a Miami commit, who we will talk about later on down the road, by the way, in this episode. But Jordan Lyle shoots up about 20 plus spots to number 42. And then Garrett Stover shoots up almost 30 spots from number 171 to 142 overall. He's an outside linebacker type. Was texting with some folks at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center after the rankings came out. And I know we've talked about it ad nauseum, it feels, on this particular platform. But to say it again, and I got confirmation from folks at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center that this is who that Garrett Stover reminds them of. But Pete Warner, former Ohio State linebacker, now crushing it with the New Orleans Buckeyes. I mean, New Orleans Saints in the NFL. He just has that speed, that sideline to sideline speed that is so critical anymore for a linebacker to have. And not only that, but he's really freaking smart too. I went and saw him play probably at this point a month ago is what it feuels like. And very Luke Kuechly like, and calling out plays before they happened. And that stuff shows up on film. You obviously can't hear kids calling out plays on film, but you can recognize that by how quickly players can diagnose plays. And that's exactly one of the biggest reasons why that he's gotten that ratings bump. So very impressive to move up that many spots that late in the cycle, in my opinion, especially as a committed prospect. I feel like for whatever reason, it's a little more difficult for prospects that have been committed to a school, especially for a certain length of time. I mean, Garrett's coming up on his 1 year of being committed to Ohio State. He's still another couple months away, but I feel like it's pretty difficult just because there's really not that much reason to keep scouting a guy that is obviously so locked in. But that's what makes the team at On Three a little different, the team of Charles Power and Cody Bellaire. And because of that, Garrett Stover now finds himself in the top 150. So kudos to Garrett Stover.
Yeah, man, a lot of movement from the Buckeyes. Not really like big time movement from a lot of these guys, but like just those subtle movements that are gonna tick that class up a notch. You know what I mean? Like guys go 30 spots from 170 to 140. Does that really matter? No. But does it matter when it comes down to like the sum of all the parts? Absolutely, it does. I still think this is probably gonna end up as the number two class in the country. Could be number three. They got to add a couple more pieces though. Matt, if you're looking to add a couple of pieces, Matt, to your wardrobe, not your recruiting class, but your wardrobe, maybe you're recruiting some new clothing. I recommend the Bird Dogs Polo. It's comfortable. It's stylish. It fits me like a glove. I love it. It's probably my favorite thing in my wardrobe, other than the Bird Dogs black joggers, the Bird Dog shorts that are gracing this magnificent, set of legs I got on me right now. The hat that I was sent that people got for free if they use the promo code LR at checkout. But now you can get a free Hydro Flask style water bottle by using the promo code LR at checkout at birddogs.com, or just go to birddogs.com/LR. It automatically does it when you check out. Bird Dogs, Matt, the wardrobe in my house consists of Bird Dogs and the also-rans. Like the Bird Dogs took over. When the Bird Dogs took over, like you add one piece and it's like an avalanche, man. Like you can't stop buying this stuff because it fits like Lululemon, only better. It has moisture wicking technology. You don't stink when you don't show the sweat. It's amazing. And this polo, man, again, I cannot talk enough about this polo, Matt. Just wonderful stuff from the folks over at Bird Dogs.
I mean, if you want a personal testimony here, I shot my best round of golf over the summer in a pair of shorts from the fine folks at Bird Dogs. So I don't know if that will help your golf game, but it certainly helped me. So if you're a bum at golf like I am, maybe a pair of Bird Dogs is all the difference.
Pair of Bird Dogs and swing juice is all you need. I'm getting ready to play some fall golf, the best golf that there is. With the end of summer coming in the next couple of days, fall golf coming. Ohio State's bye week or off idle week, not bye week, but the idle week coming. Maybe there's a chance I can get out and play 18. Maybe. And if I do, I'll be in my Bird Dogs, of course, because I use the promo code LR at checkout at birddogs.com. Or you can just go to birddogs.com/LR and that free Hydro Flask style water bottle will be yours when you buy something from Bird Dogs. Matt, the Buckeyes still hunting for a couple members of that 2024 class, hosted a couple different visitors. You already mentioned them, but one of the most intriguing things that happened in the Horseshoe, aside from the 63 to 10 shellacking that happened between the 53 and a half and 120 yards on the field, was or 53 and a quarter, sorry. That's math. I'm not good at that. We're standing there pregame. Guy comes walking down the tunnel, gray hoodie. It's like, hey, who is that? I don't know. Let me check the badge on his chest, take a photo of it, you zoom in, all of a sudden it becomes more clear as your eyes adjust from the darkness of the tunnel to the light. And all of a sudden, by God, that's four-star wide receiver Chance Robinson's music. The Miami commit. This guy shows up out of nowhere. And just when you think Brian Hartline is done, and he's shown mercy on the rest of the country's wide receiver coaches for the 2024 class before he poaches a bunch of guys from 2025. Now he's on the prowl for a four-star wide receiver from Miami who's already committed to the Canes.
It's like that gif of the Undertaker when he rises up from the coffin. You know, that's kind of to keep in line with all of the wrestling analogies we got going on here. We already talked about him very, very briefly, but Chance Robinson, the four-star wide receiver out of St. Thomas Aquinas, also the same high school that Jordan Lyle is currently playing the football at, made an unofficial visit to Ohio State for the Western Kentucky game. And Ohio State offered him some around mid-August, somewhere in there. I do believe is correct. He's been committed to the Hurricanes since April. He actually committed to Miami the day after Ohio State's spring game, for what that's worth, which is honestly nothing because Ohio State was still scouting him at that point, obviously. But it's just a fun timeline thing. Anyway, Ohio State gets him on campus for the first time for a game day visit, I do believe. And just talking with some sources at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, by all accounts, I mean, anytime they have a high profile wide receiver in the horseshoe on game day, I find it really hard that there's ever going to be a bad visit. And this obviously, was not a bad visit because he got to see Marvin Harrison Jr. and Emeka Ebuka and Julian Fleming do their thing. But then also saw Carnell Tate score a touchdown as a true freshman. Brandon Ennis got in the game, had a target his way. Noah Rogers got into the game. So you had three true freshmen get into a game in week three. Obviously, it was a blowout. So, like, you got to play your young guys, get them some game reps. But that stuff matters. Like, that matters to kids that they see that there is a path to the field, even as a freshman, especially at Ohio State, where that's arguably the best wide receiver room in the country. And so on campus, left Sunday after sitting in some meeting rooms at Ohio State Sunday as they were going over the film from Western Kentucky slash heading into Notre Dame prep, which started that night, actually that Saturday night. But I think this is going to be one to watch moving down the calendar as we get closer and closer to the early signing day in December. Ohio State and Robinson, I do believe, have a confirmed official visit date, and that'll be for the Penn State game, which is makes the most sense because that's going to be their big recruiting event of the year in a similar fashion as to how Notre Dame was, where there was just five star after five star after five star on campus last year. That Penn State game is going to be, pardon my French, but pretty damn big. And Chance Robinson is going to be one of the most important guys there, mainly because at that point, he'll have 2 months to really make a decision if he intends on signing during the early signing period, which about 95% of the kids do. So you got, and the benefit for Ohio State is obviously he's teammates with an Ohio State commit, so there's someone in his ear. But then also Jeremiah Smith, who, yeah, sure, Miami looks good against a poopy Texas A&M team in Bethune. Is it Bethune Cookman, or did they get rid of the Cookman? Okay.
No, it's Bethune-Cookman.
Okay, because I had seen it reported elsewhere without the Cookman, and I was a little confused. But anywho, yeah, sure, Miami looks good. They're still recruiting him, according to every person down in South Florida. But I don't think that recruiting pitch is really going anywhere, which means the Ohio State recruiting pitch by Jeremiah Smith for Chance Robinson is going to fall on some active ears. Anymore, I stop believing everything I see on Twitter, because it's all just, yeah, on the artist formerly known as Twitter, excuse me, because it's all just a bunch of garbage. And so after Robinson's Ohio State visit, like 2 days after, he tweeted a photo of I think his name is Ibis, the bird for the Miami Hurricanes. I think that's his name. Probably insinuating that like he's locked in or whatever, but like I don't know, man. If the best wide receiver coach in the country brings you and your family up for an unofficial visit, and then you leave that visit with an official visit, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. But certainly had a good time in Columbus to get to the point, I suppose, because I feel a little rambling going on here. To get to the point, Ohio State impressed the wide receiver that it wants. The wide receiver is going back to Ohio State. So the ball is in the Buckeyes' court here, it seems, and they're going to keep putting up the shots for Chance Robinson.
Wouldn't be the first time that Miami had a call with one of their wide receivers go against them. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Hurricanes fans, come at me.
That's good.
That 2002 national title banner still hangs. I just thought it was interesting, like, the surprise of it, right? Like, of course you don't want Miami knowing. And maybe he did, maybe Miami didn't know. I don't know. Who am I to say? But, you know, you want to keep it a surprise that you're a Miami commit from South Florida going to visit Brian Hartline. You want to talk about Miami against Ohio State on the recruiting trail. There's Brandon Ennis. There's Jeremiah Smith. There's Carnell Tate. There's, I mean, how many more receivers?
Bryson Rogers.
Yeah. How many more receivers do they have to struggle with, you know, getting beat by Ohio State on the trail? And that's not a slight at Miami at all. That's more of like a Brian Hartline is really, really good at this. And you can have the best wide receivers coach not named Brian Hartline on this side of the Mississippi River. And you're just not going to beat him for a guy that he wants. And if you do, hell hath frozen over. So, you know, it's like, so like, that's just what it is. So like, if Ohio State truly pushes for Chance Robinson, there's no reason that they can't get him. Matt, there was also, though, we're spending a lot of time on 2024, but there's 2025. Nate Roberts was on campus. We've talked a lot about Nate Roberts. I don't know how much we have to really say about that. The visit went well, by all accounts. So maybe we can move on to a couple other guys. But also present at that game was four-star Toledo Whitmer offensive tackle Carter Lowe. That is going to be a war between Ohio State and Michigan for the Toledo project. I think they fought a war over Toledo. Ohio won, but Ohio State has not won on the field against Michigan since 2019. So now they have to go on the trail for an in-state guy. But, I mean, in-state is a very loose term when you're talking about Toledo. That's way up there. It's closer to Ann Arbor than it is to Columbus.
Right.
So you're going against Michigan here for Carter Lowe. I think that's a very interesting recruiting battle that we can talk about. And then Ethan Long, the three-star safety from Connecticut. The Buckeyes seem to be going into the Northeast a little bit for these talented guys. Just the 2025 class, they're starting to make some inroads there, and I don't think that's on accident with the bye week coming up and with you know, contact period happening now. It's almost on to 25, except for at a few key positions.
Yeah, just touching quickly upon the Nate Roberts visit, spoke with him and with his dad following the visit. By all accounts, a smashing success by the Ohio State recruiting effort led by tight end coach Keenan Bailey. I wouldn't be shocked if Nate Roberts makes another game day visit to Columbus this season. And if that visit does happen, that's going to be very telling to me, especially since Norman, Oklahoma is 20 minutes up the road from him. So if he makes it for another game day visit this fall when there are only four home games left for Ohio State, that's pretty telling in my opinion. So definitely something to keep an eye on. As far as Carter Lowe goes, funny enough, this game day visit that he made this past Saturday for the Western Kentucky is around the same time when he made his game day visit last year. He was also on campus for Ohio State, Michigan, but I believe his first game day visit was that week three in 2022. So that's just kind of an interesting thing to look at, I suppose, if you're Ohio State. But the biggest thing with that Carter Lowe visit was he was like the clear-cut priority guy there for Justin Fry, Mike Cellini, and everyone else that dares get into the trenches for offensive line recruiting. And again, by all accounts, a really solid visit, just more eye-opening, I guess, for Lowe, the four-star offensive tackle from Toledo Whitmer. We'll see if he makes it back to campus. He's a very, again, low-key kind of guy, very stereotypical offensive lineman recruitment here where he doesn't really like to talk to anybody and kind of just shows up places, which, hey, good for him, I guess. But I do anticipate him seeing the Buckeyes again, however, and I don't think it'll be in Columbus. I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up going to that Ohio State Michigan game in week 12, the end of November. And that's a big stage for Ohio State. That is a big stage for Ohio State because there's going to be a bunch of crossover targets at that game. Speaking of crossover targets, that is the three-star 2025 safety Ethan Long, who visited Ohio State this past weekend and is going to Notre Dame this weekend, where Ohio State will also be. So having the opportunity to see Ohio State in back-to-back weeks with, in my mind, two completely different game plans, potentially two completely different defensive formations to start the game, quite honestly. I wouldn't be surprised if Ohio State gets out of that 4-2-5 for the first snap against Notre Dame. But just to see the safety role in different ways, I think it's going to be significant for Long. And again, crossover targets, I'm going to have something up about this later Thursday for Letterman Row. But Ohio State obviously is not hosting recruits this weekend with it being on the road. And since it is on the road, it can't interact with the recruits that Notre Dame is hosting. You cannot do that. But this is a good opportunity for Ohio State to remind those kids that are in South Bend exactly why they're also being recruited by Ohio State and why they are wanted by Ohio State. And Ethan Long is just really getting started with his Ohio State recruitment process. Safeties coach Perry Eliano offered Ethan Long after a pretty impressive camp workout, from what I was told. I was in Los Angeles at the time for the Elite 11 when Long camped at Ohio State. But our very own Andy Backstrom told me that it was maybe a little New England bias here from Andy. If we don't rag on Andy on the recruiting show, we didn't have the recruiting show, is what I have learned really quickly. So, Andy, if you're watching this, much love to you, buddy. Anyway, by all accounts, obviously it was an impressive workout. If he got his Ohio State offer, made his first game day visit to Ohio State, where they announced 100+ thousand inside the Horseshoe for a 4 o'clock game against Western Kentucky. I think that stadium was at half capacity by the end of the third quarter. So all of these things are adding up in Ohio State's favor, and you're really starting to see that 2025 cycle do its slow takeover. And in the next couple of months, it's going to be that takeover is going to be very, very apparent. And it helps so much already that Ohio State has a quarterback in that class. I cannot state that enough, by the way. So that would be obviously four-star Bell Fountain, Ohio quarterback Tavian St. Clair, who had a sweet
Matt,
jacket last week, by the way.
he certainly did, Matt. He certainly did, Matt. It's almost like Ohio State is. It's almost like Ohio State is. What's the word I'm looking for? Kickstarting a fresh fall on the recruiting trail, with kind of going from 24 to 25 as the main focus. And I couldn't help but think about the fresh start to fall that I'm having. With my friends over at HelloFresh. Kickstart your fresh fall routine with HelloFresh. HelloFresh handles all of the meal planning and shopping to deliver everything you need to cook up tasty meals right at home. They do the hard part, and you get to take all the credit. I failed to mention to my wife the other night that I made a meal that I didn't even have to go to the grocery store for. She thought it was amazing. It was pork with a dill sauce on it with Israeli couscous and green beans. I mean, just absolutely incredible. It was delicious, Matt, and I couldn't help but thank the friends at HelloFresh. When it comes to options, honestly, more is more. And that's why HelloFresh, that menu includes 40 recipes and over 100 add-on items to choose from every week. A busy fall schedule doesn't always leave you with time to spare. With HelloFresh, you don't need to spend all evening in the kitchen whipping up a wholesome meal. You can use HelloFresh 15-minute meals. You can get a tasty dinner on the table in less time than it takes to get takeout or delivery. Like, I use one of those meal delivery services, Matt. It takes like 45 minutes to an hour. I get upcharged. The food comes, it's all soggy because it's been steamy in like a box. I come home
That's
from football,
crazy.
even. Yeah, it's just not fun. The delivery drivers might not be the most reliable. The delivery on HelloFresh was incredible. It comes in a box. very nicely refrigerated box. Got it in the refrigerator, got that fresh meal. One of my meals came with like a pepper, a lime, garlic powder. They even send the seasoning. Like, I'm a blown away. I never thought that I would like the meal kits. And now our fridge is full of them because HelloFresh is the way to go. So if you want to use HelloFresh and give it a try, I seriously, I'm as, old people cooking as it gets, like cast iron skillet and all that. But now that I've tried HelloFresh, this is truth in advertising. I am about to order a lot more HelloFresh. And you can do the same, Matt, and you can do the same, viewer, by using the promo code 50LOUNGE. 50 LOUNGE for 50% off and 15% off your first 2 months at HelloFresh. I can't tell you how much money that's going to save you if you use that promo code 50LOUNGE for 50% off and 15% off your first 2 months at HelloFresh, the best meal service you can go to. Go to HelloFresh.com/50LOUNGE, 50LOUNGE, and use the promo code 50LOUNGE for 50% off and 15% off the next 2 months. It is America's number one meal kit. It is HelloFresh, and it is Goodbye Podcast, because that's where we're going to wrap things up on the Letterman Lounge. Matt, closing thoughts as Ohio State starts to turn that page a little bit from 2024 to 2025. They're hosting a couple 24s still. They're going on the road to Notre Dame. How are you feeling about this week? I mean, all the buzz is happening in Northern Indiana. How are you feeling?
I'm very excited as excuse me, as someone that was raised in the Catholic Church. I'm not saying I'm a Notre Dame fan, but someone raised in the Catholic Church, you always keep your eye on what the Irish are doing. So I'm looking forward to going to South Bend. Maybe if we're lucky, we can find a local watering hole on campus before our responsibilities start, or maybe that night before. Get to walk around campus, I think is our plan before kickoff on Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to it. Oh, not to mention, by the way, that I do believe we are scheduled to see Mylon Graham Friday night. And they don't make five-star wide receivers in Indiana very often. So I am very excited to see that and to see him as well. But yeah, the things are happening, both for Letterman Row and for Ohio State.
People of Indiana, start making more five-star wide receivers. Come on. Start making more of them.
Do better, as some folks would say. That's not a shot at the state of Indiana, by the way, which is the unofficial
No.
home of Ohio State football this 2023,
Yeah.
it seems.
Yeah. So Letterman Row, again, little bit of a preview to the content. Thursday, Andy Backstrom and I'll be live on the Letterman Row YouTube channel previewing Ohio State Notre Dame, maybe have a Notre Dame guest on there. Friday, bold predictions coming. Matt will have some crossover content for the Letterman Row recruiting side of things. Friday night, we're going to see Mylon Graham in Fort Wayne. That's going to be a really good time. Excited to see what he does against the high school defense and a preview of what he could do against Big Ten defenses in the next couple of years. And then Saturday, you guys all know it's number six Ohio State at number nine Notre Dame. Buckeyes 3.5 point favor for right now. We're going to load up the car and get there. Can't wait to get to South Bend for that one. See the Golden Dome, see Touchdown Jesus, and see those Buckeyes in action in the Road Whites. Going to be a blast, Matt. I can't wait. Folks at home, if you're going, come say hi to Letterman Row. If you're not, watch at home and know that Letterman Row will have all the coverage you need because that's what we do 365 days a year. We have a 50% off sale right now, 50% off an annual subscription to Letterman Row, or you can get that $1 for a month and you will not regret that. I pinky promise. But until then, Matt and I are going to get back to work. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the Letterman Lounge. We will see you guys back here next week, this very time.